This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's shaping up to be a red-letter month for arresting hackers. In Canada, a 12-year-old boy just pleaded guilty to helping hacker group Anonymous gain access to government and police websites last year. And now there's been an arrest of a 28-year-old man in the UK for what authorities are calling a serious threat to national security here in the U.S. Lori Love allegedly gained access to a variety of U.S. military computer systems, from NASA to the Pentagon. Mark Gregory is technology correspondent for the BBC. He joins us from London. Hello, Mark.
Hello there.
So tell me first, who is Lori Love?
Lori Love is 28 years old. He has been a hacker for quite some time, up in his bedroom playing with his computer. He lives in a small village in eastern England with a population of just 400 people. And his father is a man of the cloth. He's a reverend in the church. So it's come as a big shock to that small community to know that this guy is now accused of hacking literally thousands of computer systems, including sensitive systems of the US military. These were sisters of the Missile Defense Agency, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and also the Environmental Protection Agency over a period of a year, apparently, if the indictment turns out to be proved in court.
Part of this is he built backdoors, right, in order to – he sort of hacked into these systems and then built ways for others to get in after him, correct?
Yes. Now, that's what's interesting about this case. It's not simply a case in which computer systems were penetrated. It's also a case in which they built in electronic backdoors so they could go back for more information. And of course, until very recently, those backdoors weren't noticed. So they're kind of an embarrassment factor for U.S. security services.
I've read that one of his handles as a hacker was peace, and it makes me wonder if maybe this was a form of activism of some sort or something involving a WikiLeaks leak or something like that.
Well, that's possible, but we simply don't know the details. Some of this information was pretty sensitive. We're not talking about top-level military secrets, but we're talking about the personal details of thousands of U.S. military people. We're also talking about salary information. We're talking basically about the back-office systems that could have included some more sensitive information as that. I mean, there could well have been an element they were just doing it because they could. There doesn't appear to be any evidence that this was a criminal conspiracy for financial gain or for stealing military secrets.
Mark Gregory is a technology correspondent for the BBC. Mark, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.